In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The CFO of Chinese tech giant Huawei has been arrested in Canada and faces extradition to the United States. Mengwan Zhou is also the daughter of the founder of Huawei. Huawei is the biggest telecom equipment firm in the world. We don't know why Ms. Meng was arrested. She has asked for the details of the arrest to be sealed, according to Canadian authorities, but there is suspicion this could be related to violation of U.S. sanctions on Iran. This arrest happened the same day that Presidents Trump and Xi reached a temporary truce on trade at the G20 summit. China's protested the arrest. Karishma Vaswani is a BBC Asia business correspondent and joins us from Singapore. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of people have pointed to this arrest and said that it could threaten the trade truce between China and the U.S. Why would the arrest of one person be so important?
Huawei is the crown jewel of Chinese tech. And in effect, Meng Wanzhou is effectively the princess of the Chinese tech industry. But even that aside, the symbolism and significance of this really can't be overstated.
After this news, we saw the stocks of chip makers in the U.S., Korea, Japan all fall from 3 to 5%. Why?
That's because the chip maker industry is so integrated and they're so connected to one another. So the suggestion or the worry is that when Huawei gets hit, there will be a knock-on effect across and a ripple effect across the industry. And that's why you're seeing so many of the companies in this sector, in this space, getting affected. But it's not just that. The tech industry, chip stocks are often a bellwether for how the markets and investors view the U.S.-China relationship.
You know, we have clues as to what this might be about, possibly related to Iran sanctions. But at the same time, we have countries like New Zealand, Australia blocking Huawei from supplying technology for data networks. British firm BT also did the same. What is the deal with Huawei?
That's a very good question. And privately, many Huawei executives have said to me, look, this is an unfair portrayal of Huawei, mainly by Western media and the U.S. government. But the fear and the suspicion is, and even though there's no evidence of this, it's because of the way China's laws are and how closely linked the Chinese government is and can be with big Chinese businesses. The fear is that there could be that possibility someday of a Chinese official turning over to a company like Huawei and saying, look, hand over your data. And for that reason, I think you're seeing a rising scrutiny of Huawei's operations in other countries, as well as rising fears and concerns over doing business with this company, even though there's no credible evidence at all at the moment to indicate that Huawei is anything but a global Chinese firm.
BBC Asia business correspondent Karishma Vaswani, thank you very much.
Thank you.